blessings to you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord God reveal himself to you through his word. Amen. You know, we have a lot of disobedience to the Lord going on out there in the land of believers and churchgoers. You know, as I drive down the streets of PDX, I see flags and other things that don't line up with the word of God being flown or placed strategically for others to see. It's not even being hidden now. It's just out in plain sight. You know, God is very clear in his word. You see, mankind will misinterpret it for his own reasons. I see and hear compromise within the body of Christ on TV and the internet. I've even heard some pastors saying different things than what the word of God says. You know, the whole inclusion and gender things going on out there, it's really bad. This ought not be. Jesus died for sinners. How can they teach anything different? How can they sleep at night reading what the word of God says and speaking something different? Yes, we are to love as Jesus did also. We address the sin as Jesus did. He said, go and sin no more. It's one thing to just not believe in Jesus, nor read his word, and continue to live a sinful life. But to believe in Jesus and read his word and flat out do the opposite of what he says, just flat out disobedience, well, that's a whole different ball of wax. Check these scriptures out. Deuteronomy 4:2 says, you shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Revelation 22:18-19 says this, for I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Ladies and gentlemen, these false teachers out there that come in sheep's clothing, but are ravenous wolves, beware of them. I pray and beg of you, don't do that, which is our field title this week. I pray that the believers out there who are doing these things, repent now. You see, man cannot save them from the wrath of the Lord. Being inclusive with the worldly thoughts of today won't spare them either. Repent now. Jesus gave himself for the sins of the world, that whoever believes shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16 says. All we can do is share the message of Jesus Christ and allow them to make their own decisions. We, as believers, cannot use a bathroom from anyone, for anyone, other than ourselves. We can't do it. We must try to do what we can't do, which is what? Trying to accept Jesus for someone else. It can't be done. It's a personal decision that must be made and lived out by that person who chooses him. Amen? What are we supposed to do then? Well, we are to share our witness by our lives through Jesus that they may believe. We are to follow the examples of Christ Jesus himself. For he, Jesus, is the head, not man. Jesus teaches us to obey Father God just as he did. John 7:16 says, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. Not mine, but he who sent me, Jesus said. Children of God, be careful of the doctrine of man. Don't be deceived by men. Don't be deceived by fancy titles and fast words, big buildings. It better line up with the Word of God. Don't do that. Run. Run from them now. We're going to take a look at a don't do that moment, which takes place in the book of Joshua chapter 7. You see, the Lord does not compromise his word for quote unquote feel good moments or man saying quote unquote, this is how I see it, or I'm going to do as I please. When he says do not, that's what he means. Let's go to the Word of God. Pick up in verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took all the accursed things, so the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. What do we see here? First thing, disobedience. What's the action? Achan took the accursed things. What was the result of him taking the accursed things? Well, the word says, the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. You notice how one guy got the whole Israel in trouble? Let's look at this word accursed. I looked it up. It says, being under or as if under a curse. Damnable, which means liable to or deserving condemnation. Very bad. The word curse, a cause of great harm or misfortune. Torment, it says. Now, verse 2. Now, Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, go up and spy out the country. So they went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, do not let all the people go up. Let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few. So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Shebarim, and struck them down on the descent. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became like water. And Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening. He and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. And Joshua said, alas, Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Oh, that we had been content and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. Oh, Lord, what I shall say when Israel turns its back before the enemies. For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it and surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name? So we see what? Joshua sent out spies, not knowing at the time that he sent them out that a sin had been committed. But the Lord knew, didn't he? The word says that 3,000 went and 36 were struck down. Verse 10. So the Lord said to Joshua, get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I command them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things and have both stolen and deceived. And they have also put it among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you anymore, unless you destroy the accursed thing from among you. Wow. The Lord tells Joshua why this thing happened. The way it went down. Now, just as we read here in the Word of God, in those times, that some did their own thing against what the Lord commanded. We also see it plainly in 2024 as well, don't we? People just out here today doing their own thing. Now, I'm not so much talking about those who don't know the Lord. I'm talking about those who know the Lord, the body of Christ, the believers, who are reading the Word of God or not reading the Word of God and doing their own thing. Verse 13, he says, get up, sanctify the people. And say, sanctify yourselves for tomorrow. Because thus says the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in your midst. O Israel, you cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes. And it shall be that the tribe which the Lord takes shall come according to families. And the family which the Lord takes shall come by households, and the household which the Lord takes shall come man by man. Then it shall be, he who is taken with the accursed thing shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done a disgraceful thing in Israel. So Joshua rose early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes. And the tribe of Judah was taken. So let's kind of review what Joshua saw do. He said, what? Get up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves tomorrow. That's what the Lord told him to do. So he told the people, right? Now, let me ask you something. Does the Lord say, oh, it's okay? I want you to feel welcome here. Go ahead and disobey me. For I understand that you have wants. No, he did not. The Lord did not say that. He said, sanctify yourselves. Does that sound like compromise to you? Let's look at the word sanctify. It says to set apart to a sacred purpose or to religious use. Consecrate. To free from sin, to purify. Wow. Can I ask you? How can anyone be sanctified to God at the same time being inclusive to worldly thoughts? Come on, that's not possible. It's one or the other. You know, I believe Jesus mentioning something like that. One or the other, he says, either you're with me or you're against me, hot or cold. Oh, yeah. One more thing to ask. Did Joshua choose that punishment? Nope, he did not. He didn't choose. He carried it out, but he didn't choose. Amen. Verse 17, he brought the clan of Judah and he took the family of the Zerahites. And he brought the family of the Zerahites, man by man, and Zabdi was taken. Then he brought his household, man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. Now Joshua said to Achan, my son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me. Ladies and gentlemen, children of God, people, I'm going to say it, people can hide from people all day and every day. I'm going to say that again. People can hide from people all day and every day. But no one, absolutely 0%, no one can hide from the Lord. Joshua, who is the leader, and he doesn't know who it is. Oh, glory to God Almighty. The Lord knows who it is, and he knows how to flush them out. Just look at the way the Lord narrows it down to the one who is guilty. Think about that. All the tribes of Israel are suspect before the Lord breaks it down. How can Joshua, as a leader, choose one tribe over another tribe and accuse them? That's not what a real leader does. He can't do that. No, no, no. He was given clear and precise instructions from the Most High on how to bring forth the guilty party, the sinner. Joshua told this young man, he said, give glory to the Lord God of Israel and make a confession to him. Joshua told Achan, confess to God. Confess this thing to God. Children of God, how simple a concept when talking to others about sin. See, they need to confess it to Jesus because he's the one who saves. You know, I don't know about you, but I've come across others. And this is sad. There's others out there who think they are the one that's doing the saving and not Jesus. No, we got to point to him above. Don't do that. Jesus is the only one who can save. Don't allow anyone to tell you different. He is the way, the truth, the life. Amen. Verse 20. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel. And this is what I have done. When I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. And there they are, hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent with the silver under it. This man said, when I saw, I coveted. When I saw, I coveted. When I saw, I coveted. How many of us get in trouble by our eyes, by things we see and begin to covet? You see, the visual of the accursed things looked better than being obedient to the Lord God. Our senses are very strong because the Lord didn't make us weak. Everything he put in us is strong. Tip top, come on. But how do we put those things in check? Through the word of God, through faith, through prayer. You see, this man was led by his flesh, not the spirit. Be careful, for the flesh is against the spirit. Galatians 5:17 tells us that. Don't be deceived by the quote unquote, it sounds good. Did the Lord say it was okay? Yeah, man, this sounds good. Yeah, but did the Lord say that was okay? Man, this sounds great. Yeah, but did the Lord say it was okay? We see it was what? Clothing, silver, and gold that was taken by Achan. Clothing, silver, and gold. Three things that we have present in today's world as well. You know, I looked up how much that is or what it would be. And this is what I found as I checked it out on Google. 200 shekels weighed about 5 pounds, worth $1,000 today. Then it says a wedge of gold is about 50 shekels, weighing about 1.25 pounds, worth $25,000 today. And again, I found that in the Google search. We see people in the world today disobeying the Lord over the same things: clothing, silver and gold, and many, many more things. Verse 22. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent. And there it was, hidden in his tent, with the silver under it. And they took them from the midst of the tent, brought them to Joshua and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. Then Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, the silver, the garment, the wedge of gold, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day." So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. Then they raised over him a great heap of stones, still there to this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore, the name of that place has been called the Valley of Achor to this day. There are people out there in the world who would read this story and say, "You know, that's just mean. That's a cruel thing to do. How would a loving God do that?" We hear people say stuff like that. Children of God, a crime in the Lord's eyes was committed, and the punishment was judged by the righteous judge. Joshua and Israel carried out the sentence. Obey him. Obey the Lord. You see, anything goes when it comes to man and his views. But there is a higher voice, a higher authority than man. And his name is the Lord God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. His word is a final word. The top dog, if you will. Nothing trumps the word of God. Proverbs 19:21 says, "There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand." You see, they say in the world to be like everyone else. Do what they do. Agree with what we agree with. Don't do that. It could hurt when there's disobedience to the Lord God Almighty. Let us close. I pray that you choose to stand with boldness on the word of God through all the madness of mankind. May his words come forth from your witness that others will see and believe in him. Glory to God Almighty, the highest. Pastor Tyron, signing off.